More cookbooks are being sold than ever before. Instagram and social media are full of food photos and recipe videos, and newspapers and magazines are chock full of column inches all on all things foodie. But is it making everyone or anyone a better cook? Chef and restaurateur JP McMahon certainly doesn't think so. He's joined me in studio. JP, good morning. Thank you indeed for coming in. You've been a long time campaigning for people to learn more about food, to get engaged with home cooking. Surely you should be delighted that food has got so trendy.
100%, and maybe it relates just to your last conversation about the robots, is that in one aspect we're better educated than ever before. I mean, more and more cookbooks are being written and sold. I think the most popular image at the moment on Instagram is an egg, and everyone, I suppose, takes photos of their food and shares them. But at the same time, we have a deficit in relation to people being able to cook, particularly from children up to young adults. And I found this in my own experience in our restaurants and in our little cooking school. And it's just, for me, it's an interesting dynamic. It's just that we seem to be, I suppose, absorbing food as entertainment and less as something to, I suppose, either protect ourselves or something to benefit ourselves. I suppose the less we can cook, the more we depend on other people to control our food sovereignty. And that's the key issue. And that goes back to automation. I mean, there are plans for houses to have no kitchens by 2030, and in this report, I think it was called the kitchenless house, and it's
inevitably in California for starters. 100%.
That's you hit it a nail on the head, and it is, like, I suppose, people who work in the likes of Google or Facebook that get fed at work. They have a brilliant food program. They get their breakfast and their lunch, the highest
quality.
You're
talking about these new multinationals, the Facebooks and the Googles.
Absolutely, and then they don't need a kitchen in their house because they use apps to buy takeaways and.
That's the way of the world. We were talking about the forces of economic history. A friend of mine used to plant spuds in his garden for years when he moved to Dublin. And then I said, why did you stop? He says, well, they built Killiney Shopping Centre.
Absolutely. I suppose, like, we have to, I suppose, to try and, try and maintain some type of identity through food. And we probably haven't been the best at that in Ireland. I mean, food was always for us just a vehicle for hunger. And I think, of course, that relates to the famine as well.
So where do we start?
I think we need to start at the bottom with the children, with some type of food education subject in primary school. And I know the primary school syllabus is jam-packed, and there's always, I suppose, every time I put up a tweet on this, it seems to come back that there's no more room. But I have a daughter who's done a few classes in computer programming. I mean, the computer is only 40 years old. I mean, food is a lot longer than that. And so we seem to be able to push in courses or classes that will benefit maybe the economic situation, but not necessarily food.
Would a more practical approach not be to say, look, transition year, there should be a module there? I mean, that seems to be far more achievable.
Absolutely. And I think there is already some type of modules in transition year. Absolutely. And I also think, at least at the outset, trying to get home economics mandatory for junior cert would at least give people a start. Because, like, I mean, I met a teenager recently who couldn't cook at all. It was 17 or 18, just started going to college. I mean, not even be able to cook pasta. It was like I had to talk her through bringing the water to the boil. And then it just made me reflect on when I was 17 or 18, 20 or 25 years ago.
Yeah, well, you literally have to blame the parents in that situation, don't you?
I suppose, I mean, you blame the parents and you blame society. Because, I mean, if the parents can't cook, how can you blame them? I mean, if they're in that takeaway culture as well, or that culture that doesn't feel the necessity for having a food identity. And that's why when I always look to France and Spain and Italy as having, I suppose, a more holistic identity wrapped up in their food. I mean, their food is very cultural, and we're getting there. I mean, we are in a better place than ever before in Ireland. In the last 10 or 15 years, food is becoming wrapped up into
our
identity.
And you notice now in some of the big supermarkets, they've become much more segmented. They have specialist areas, whether it's for cheese or high quality meats and so forth. So in many respects, they're doing it all for us.
Well, absolutely. And that is, the catch-22. I mean, if it's cheaper to order food than it is to cook
and
it...
And the time element as well.
How do you get someone to do it? And that's what's happening, as you said, in California, in New York, where people have communal kitchens, where you rent your bedroom and everything else is communal. And you might never use the kitchen because you might get fed at work and you might go out with your friends or get an app.
Yeah, I suppose if you move away from the whole, the time element of it, there's just the fact that it can be therapeutic to work in a kitchen, at least just to make stuff, and it's quite satisfying to just spend that time.
But I think the time element, even if anyone has ever baked bread, And, you know, and it might seem the most, like, the most ridiculous thing from an economic point of view, because you can just go and buy a sliced pan or buy a nice sourdough. But to be able to make bread, I think, is a very important thing, whether it's with your daughters or your friends or with yourself. And then to eat that, I think it's very, for me, it's a very important thing to have.
But how, to go back to where we started, finally, how do we translate all the cookery books, all the videos, the TV shows into people actually cooking more?
I don't know, because I think we look at food as entertainment as opposed to something that is going to feed us. And even I look at my daughter and she will just scroll and scroll and scroll, and she's only 10. And I'm an avid Instagrammer as well, and I will take pictures of food and that. So it is like there's no, I suppose, black and white and one solution fits all, but it is an ongoing debate, and I think it's just something that people need to keep in mind.
Keep up the good fight. JP,
indeed.
Thank you for coming in. JP McMahon there, chef and restaurateur and educator in Galway City now.